giving you God's word.
Hear these words from John chapter 6, beginning with verse 25. When they found him on the other side of the lake, they asked him, "Rabbi, when did you get here? Jesus answered, "Very truly, I tell you, you are looking for me, not because you saw the signs I performed, but because you ate the loaves and had your fill. Do not work for food that spoils, but for food that endures to eternal life, which the Son of Man will give you. For on him God the Father has placed his seal of approval." Then they asked him, "What must we do to do the works God requires?" Jesus answered, "The work of God is this, to believe in the one he has sent." So they asked him, "What signs then will you give that we may see it and believe you? What will you do?" "Our ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, as it is written, he gave them bread from heaven to eat." Jesus said to them, "Very truly, I tell you, it is not Moses who has given you the bread from heaven, but it is my Father who gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is the bread that comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." "Sir," they said, "always give us this bread." Then Jesus declared, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never go hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." So the word of God for the people of God.
Thanks be to God.
Let us pray. Holy Father, open our hearts, our minds, our eyes, and our ears, that as you speak to us today, we will receive those words and put them into action in our lives. May the words from my mouth be a blessing unto you. Amen. Amen. You may be seated. Were you using this?
I didn't use it.
Yes, I'm ADHD. So, 4 days till Thanksgiving. How many of y'all are excited about that? What?
I'll be happy for it to be over with. I'm doing all the cooking.
You don't know how true that statement is. Here's what I envision Thanksgiving Day being for you. So everybody gets up early because of the big day. Now, it all depends on where Thanksgiving's going to be. My Thanksgivings have changed over the past couple of years because we no longer have the troops show up at our house. We go to the troops' house. But typically, this is the way it works. Everybody gets up early. Start cooking. Got to get the turkeys done. And you know, used to, one turkey would serve the whole family 2 or 3 days. But now, you've got everybody thinking that they are the gourmet turkey cookers. So you've got one person that's baking the traditional turkey. Then you've got a son-in-law or daughter-in-law, who wants to fry a turkey, or you've got 2 or 3 people that want to fry a turkey. One of them puts that nasty Italian stuff in it. One puts, I don't know, barbecue sauce in it, or some balsamic thing. So you end up with 3 or 4 turkeys, and everybody wants to know your honest opinion of how their turkey tastes. No, you don't. So we got people working on the turkeys, and then somebody is going to be working on potato salad. Somebody's doing the dressing. And I have to say, my wife makes the best dressing in the world. Somebody's doing giblet gravy, right? Usually it's the same person doing all of this. And I don't know how things are today, but used to, it was always mama doing it all. Because here's what daddy was doing, and I like to do. I'm piddling around the house, finishing up some honey-do things. You know, make sure you got the table out and enough chairs, and don't forget to put out the grandkids' table and do this and do that. You know, the honey-do list, you want to make sure it's honey-done. All in mind to get everything done so that you can sit down and watch football all afternoon, which if you're like most of the folks in my family, you only make it through the first quarter because the turkey kicks in and you sleep through the rest of the game. So that's what happens in my family. Only there's more added to it. While the men are sleeping through the football game, the women have the newspaper. Because Good Friday starts... What? Not as far as the stores are concerned. Black Friday's coming, but have you noticed how Black Friday is now Thanksgiving Thursday? And I noticed some TV commercials this week. Black Friday started last week. Angie went into Walmart over in Canton yesterday. Couldn't find what she was looking for because they've already got everything lined up for Good Friday. Or Black Friday. Why can't I remember that? So all this last week, I'm thinking to myself, so what is Thanksgiving all about? Is it the traditions? I mean, traditions important, right? That's when we get to see family. It's when we get to eat that good food. And then eat that good food for the next 2 or 3 weeks. Spend time with each other. Be thankful. So, what are you thankful for? That's not a hypothetical question.
Family.
Friends.
Food.
Church.
Shelter.
Who?
Pastor.
Yeah, okay. I'm not repeating that so that it can go on that tape. What else?
Health.
Health.
Grace.
Faith. Grace.
Family.
Daryl.
Fun.
Music.
Sports.
What?
Sports.
Oh, sports. You know where my mind is.
You know?
Freedom. Our scripture text today goes into not what you would consider to be a Thanksgiving scripture text, but it does go into being thankful for something. You see, Jesus was talking with some folks, and this was after the 5 loaves and 2 fish incident. And he had gone on, and they had caught up with him. And so many times, we're thankful for things from the past, right? We're thankful for things in the present. We're thankful for health. We're thankful for the blessed year that we've had prior to. We're thankful for the friends that we have and the food that's been prepared. And we're thankful for all these different little things, our homes. We're thankful for things that have happened to us. And that's what Jesus was saying in the first part of this text. You're not here because of the signs that I perform, but because you ate. And so he goes into explaining as they ask the questions. So what are we supposed to be thankful for? Too many times we make being thankful a material thing. Because those are things that stay in our minds. We're thankful for family. We're thankful for health. We're thankful for the material things in our lives. But the things that we take for granted, we should be more thankful for than those. George Strait had a song out a few years ago, and it's entitled, "I Saw God Today." Y'all, any of y'all ever heard that song? And he's talking about the small things that we overlook in our lives, that if we focus on God, we see those little things. For him, it was a newborn baby. It was a flower growing up through a crack in the sidewalk. It was a couple walking hand in hand. You see, we get so fuzzied up here because of everything that is happening and going on that it becomes one of those deals where we're thankful for la-da-da-da-da-da-da. And every year, we're thankful for that same la-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Almost 400 years ago, the first Thanksgiving was done. The people were thankful to God, first of all, because He saved them. Because the winter had been harsh and it had not been good. And praise God for the Native Americans who taught them how to be farmers. They survived. So their Thanksgiving meant more to them because it was, I'm alive. So in throughout those almost 400 years, it's become a little bit of, you know how you just keep doing things over and over and over again and you lose that feeling? Kind of like saying the Lord's Prayer. It becomes a memory thing instead of really paying attention to what it says and what it means. I know that for a fact because if we paid attention to what it says and what we're saying to God, we'd be a whole lot better people than what we are. You want an example? Forgive my trespassers as you forgive me as I forgive my trespassers. Really? Do we really want God to forgive us the way we forgive others? Are we really thankful for those things that are important to us and it's not just a list that we go through? So this year when you celebrate Thanksgiving, this is what I want you to do. I want you to think about what you're really thankful for. And it's not a recording that we go through. But most of all, this is the most important thing of all that we should be thankful for. For God so loved the world that He gave His only Son, that who Whosoever believes in Him will have everlasting life. Ultimately, our thanksgiving should be for the unconditional love that God has for us. Because I don't know about y'all, but I'm not worthy. But God loves me anyway. And He loves me so much that He sacrificed His child for me and you. How many of you would be willing to sacrifice your child or your grandchild for people that you don't even know? That's love. That's something to be thankful for. As Jesus said in the end of this text, whoever comes to me and eats will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never thirst again. It's not about the turkey. It's not about the dressing. It's not about the giblet gravy. It's not about whether Dallas wins or not. And it's not about the sales on Black Friday. It's because God loves us so much that He gave all He had for us. So this year, that's what we need to be thankful for. And we need to be thankful to Him that He protects us and watches over us. Okay? Let's pray. Gracious God, we're thankful for so many things in our lives. We're thankful to You for the basics. But most of all, God, we're thankful for Your love, Your unconditional love, and Your sacrifice for us. Father, as we celebrate this Thanksgiving year, let us know that it's not about the physical, typical things, but it's about the love You have for us and how we're to share it. That if we receive, we have everlasting life. And if we share, others have that too. Lord, help us to be thankful 365 days a year, not just once. As we leave here today, Father, open our eyes to see Your blessings everywhere. We pray it all in Your Son's holy and precious name. Amen.